Future President Donald J. Trump reporting for Infowars.com. It's huge. We're out here at the Ranger game. We're asking people how they think I've done. How do you guys think I've done as president? Huh? Pretty good?
Very much.
Pretty good. Okay, I just want to know what people think. How do you guys think I'm doing as president? Good job or bad job? Good job? Huge. Huge job? How am I doing as president? Good job, bad job? What do you think, guys? Good job, bad job? Have you seen the economy? Have you seen the economic numbers? They're huge. What do you guys think? Good job, bad job? How am I doing? Good job.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. We're going to keep cutting taxes. We're going to keep getting economic growth, folks. Have you seen the economy? It's huge. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I don't think the media gives me a fair shake. Hey, how do you guys think I'm doing as president? Good job, bad job? Good job. Good job. All right. We're going to keep cutting the taxes. How do you guys think I'm doing? Good job, bad job? How do you think I'm doing, sir, as president? Good job, bad job? All right. That's a good American. What do you think, ma'am? Good job, awesome. Bad job?
Awesome.
Thank you, ma'am. These are good Americans out here, smart people. You've seen them. Good job or bad job?
I'm going to say you're doing a better job because I am a better man, so Hillary.
There you go. All right, sir. I'm better than Hillary for sure. But why Trump? You know, Trump, I'm doing a lot for these people.
Yeah,
I made their news. Their news would have died if it wasn't for Trump.
I don't know what it is because he's helping this country better than everyone. Unemployment is at a record low. Black unemployment is extremely, is lower than ever. Yeah, the economy is doing better than ever.
The Democrats boo. You see them booing.
Exactly. It's like they don't want to win.
It's on first impression. Because you're a businessman.
And I know we play Milwaukee next year. Hope we get to see the Uke. I know we probably won't see him in spring training, but...
We used to.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That first, second year at the ball club. Working with Rick on the... It's like Robbie's giving Odor a hard time, breaking his chops about the way he's wearing his pants today. Popped up. And Nelson.
For those listening... You're not listening to the Rangers game. Well, you are.
I see him have a great
But for the television audience and our audience at Infowars.com/show, me and Rob Dew trolled the Ranger game this weekend.
You didn't hear this from me, but thousands of people called in.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Complaining.
Uh-huh.
Of course you're complaining.
But yeah, you can't put those on.
You mean after this one, hopefully.
You didn't hear this from me, but thousands of people called in.
As we flash the CNN is fake news shirt, the Infowars.com shirt.
And I think we hit a home run no matter where we are. We're thrilled to be here right now. And
we were saying, we put this baby in orbit. My goodness.
And then he hits the home run. It's unbelievable. I put on a Trump mask and I started dancing in an Infowars.com shirt, and Joey Gallo hits a home run.
Joey Gallo off the bench here.
You cannot make this stuff up.
He leaves little doubt, right?
Very little doubt, especially.
That's their best partner.
The Free Alex Jones t-shirt at the Trump rally making national news.
Shift on Odor way out right field.
There's Rob Dew and I with the Trump and Hillary mask behind home plate for the final out. Millions of people watching the ball game. Infowars.com shirt.
Two balls, one strike.
Now five. To split at 83 miles an hour, well out in front of home plate.
There's Hillary deleting emails.
That was good fastball.
We caught Hillary deleting her emails live on the air, folks. Final out. here in studio after an epic weekend. Rob Dew joining me in studio. It is September 24th, 2018. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. And Rob and I decided to go check out a ball game over the weekend. Except there was a little magic, if you will. There's a little magic in the air, I would say.
We can't just go to a ball game.
No. You can't just go to a ball game these days, which is all they want you to do.
Right.
Right? They want you to sit in your seat.
Don't
stand. Don't cheer.
No heckling.
Messages.
No heckling. They
you
remember
can't heckle the ump.
The heckling was very minute. Very minute during during the whole thing. And we noticed that. It's like, well, this is not a... You know, at one time I said, there's a guy from New Jersey. And I said, Jersey sucks.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa. People were looking at me like, you
like,
heckle?
Hey, that's the away team guy batting. I'm
yeah,
heckling him.
And he's from
it's
Jersey.
It's a ball game. What do you think this is?
And we're in Texas.
So there were a lot of things, though, that were incredible about this. So here's the deal. Rob and I went to the Rangers game. We had front row seats and we had planned on, you know, doing a stunt, getting a bunch of attention and breaking into the Matrix with InfoWars because they're trying to ban us on social media. So we put on the InfoWars t-shirts. We, you know, we're doing the AOK sign the whole game. We put on Trump masks, Hillary masks, and the video went viral. A lot of people are writing stories about it. Cassandra Fairbanks of the Gateway Pundit has the story. Must watch. Trump causes home run at Rangers game after stadium gets thousands of complaints about InfoWars shirts. That's right. And we caught, we weren't planning on this. We were just filming ourselves when the usher came down and said, hey, we're getting thousands of complaints.
We're about to put on the masks. And she comes up and she goes, what are y'all doing?
She knew. She was warned about us.
We've been getting thousands of complaints. And she goes, you didn't hear it from me. And said, to don't pull them up again. Because we were also, you know, on top of the InfoWars shirt, I was pulling up the CNN is fake news shirt. And I think that's what really triggered people more than anything was the CNN is fake news. And because they didn't like that being in their little national pastime game. There can be no politics in anywhere unless it's football. Then we can kneel and have our protests and do all this stuff. And it's okay. And everybody has to support it.
Yeah. Nike can support it all too.
Right. Right. But if you hold up a CNN is fake news shirt and a seat you paid for at a ball game, you know, I didn't put the cameras where they put the cameras. I just knew where the cameras were going to be.
But that's what I'm saying is, what if you were just wearing that t-shirt? Are they going to kick you out for wearing the t-shirt?
Exactly.
Because we had the people come down and they said, hey, look, what's that t-shirt?
Yeah, one guy came over and looked. He goes, InfoWars, what's wrong with that? Yeah, you know, he couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And it was all throughout the game, this little bit of, and that's why I think they have those ushers there to be the minders, to make sure they're kind of like the little spies.
I call them the stadium Nazis.
Yeah.
But really, I thought that the Rangers ushers were actually very nice.
Well, a lot of the older women were like, you guys are doing a good thing. We like what y'all are doing. Like later they told us that. Other ones told us that.
What I was going to say is it was actually pretty much, I mean, it seemed like most of the ushers liked what we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
At least they didn't see what was wrong with it. Maybe they didn't like it or dislike it, but they didn't see what was wrong with it. I would say I only saw two or three people that were grimacing over what we were doing. Obviously, the one lady that was complaining.
Yeah.
She was, you know, in her 50s there alone. She was there complaining about us.
Right. Oh, the Koreans liked it.
The South Koreans were loving it.
Yeah.
They visited all the
Let's just call them Koreans. I think it's all going to be one big Korea pretty soon.
Okay.
So, but they got up and they started filming us. That's how we got some of that really good HD video because they were just on the spot, boom, filming. Yeah. And we took some pictures with them afterwards. It's all on our Twitter feeds. But that really is, that's InfoWars Army. That's like the concept. Think of something. Think of how you can hijack something. Right there, I actually had to sit up. Like, I was pushing against the wall, sitting up, because our seats were about here.
And they hated it.
From the wall. So I was up like this, and she's like, sir, you can't do that. I'm like, I have a cramp in my leg. I need to stretch out.
This is actually one of the jokes. So this is one of the things that we've realized, Liz. All you have to do is pretend to be like a limp-wristed, you know, leftist to go to these games. Like he had a camera grip, right?
Yeah.
And so the thing is, are you allowed to bring the selfie stick / camera grip? And so could it a selfie stick, camera grip? And so he's like, I am arthritis in my wrist.
I said, I can't hold it like this. I can only hold it with the grip. Okay, sir.
Oh,
here you go.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It's all this, everything just like succumbs to the least common denominator.
Like, I have anxiety on a plane. I need to bring my 150-pound, you know, German Shepherd on the flight. It's my comfort
bring
animal.
My therapy pony with me.
Yeah, my therapy pony. But so here was the amazing thing, Rob.
I mean, there's the moment right there. Watch this. Here's the home run. Pam.
So what are the odds
And that Joey Gallo hit his 39th home run thanks to Donald Trump.
And here's what we were discussing. We said, all right, look, we realize the atmosphere we're in. They obviously don't like our T-shirts. They're going to hate us pulling some stunt in a mask, right? Yeah. So my thing was like, all right, I'm just going to look at this like I got one shot, and I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to take it, and then whatever happens afterwards happens. So I just said, all right, this is it. It's all on video. Yeah. I said, all right, this is it. I put the thing on. I do the dance. And I mean, a second after I start dancing, Gallo hits the home run. I mean, what are the odds of that?
It's crazy. It's almost like Trump predicted it. And I think in the version we played, I've made a lot of versions of this. I actually found Trump talking about home runs.
Yeah, we played it in the opening.
Put that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just so synergetic. And then afterwards, for the rest of the game, like, so that was the end of the eighth. And there was just top of the ninth, because that's all you get if the other team's ahead. So we did it for the rest of the game. And I think that last guy, that little pudgy guy at the end, was the batter. And we were getting up and dancing, and it was great. And then he flied out. Every time we did this during like a second strike, they'd get the third strike, or they'd like, you know, do a grounder or a pop fly. So we really did have some meme magic going on at the
Rangers game. Actually, guys, if you go back to that moment, so this is another incredible thing. So they didn't want us to do this, but everyone around us loved it.
Whatever their politics were. That was awesome.
They all loved it. They thought it was funny, whatever their politics were. And then, right when it happened, too, one of the ladies behind us, actually, I don't know if you noticed this, she set a screen in front of the usher.
She couldn't see what was happening.
Like, totally unplanned. She's like, oh, I'm going to take a picture, and she kind of moves over here, blocks the usher from seeing us.
And we're like,
and then they hit the home run. So then there's chaos in the stadium.
There's fireworks going on.
Yeah, so now we're just celebrating a home run.
Yeah. That's the best one. And then we got, of course, we added this. This was a young man, one of our InfoWars Army privates, I guess.
Free Alex Jones.
Yeah, he puts the Free Alex Jones shirt at the Trump rally.
Here's the last batter.
Oh, yeah. So we're going back. You can see the usher just going, oh, God.
Yeah, she's like, oh, gee, I'm going to hear it for this.
I mean, is that bad, though? I mean, we weren't disrupting the game. That's just like fun. It's like, oh, it's something different. There's 100 ball games a year. Let's make one a little fun. Last game of the season, too, their home game.
It is really weird. I think that this dynamic that we've seen in sports, where it used to be like, you know, everybody brought a sign, right? Everybody had a little thing they wanted to do at the game. It was kind of your own. It was the sports fanatics that was like, you know, part of the thing. Like, it was the sports fanatics. You're out there, something, you're heckling. Like, right? I mean, I used to go to games. Everybody's heckling. Hey, Blue, you know, bet. Now it's like, oh, you know, just be quiet. You know, don't be too loud. Don't disturb anyone.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Sit down.
Be a good slave.
Oh, we don't like that T-shirt. You know what? But here's the thing, though. Everyone in the stadium loved it.
Yeah.
I think it seemed like most of the ushers, at least,
people were taking pictures with us.
Yeah, people were taking pictures. So it's like, what, you have these people in the TV booth, these people in the TV truck panicking, and it's like, this is a ball game. It's fun. Like, when did you take fun out of sports when you became PC?
Yeah. It's amazing how it happens. And it's been a slow thing, because I remember going to ball games as a kid. You were heckling the guys. You were screaming, hey, bada, 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 so wing.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one time.
Oh.
And we go to Astro games, we were screaming it from the way in the back. Everybody was screaming it. And it's like, no. Don't talk to the players. Don't interact with them. You're just there to be a spectator. You're not supposed to participate in any form whatsoever. So, and that's not how I was brought up.
Well, and looking back at it, I think actually it was a good thing they didn't kick us out, because I think that they would have kicked us out, the whole crowd would have been upset and been like, what's wrong with you? Boo. Like, they wanted us there. We were more entertaining than the game half the time.
I think so. It definitely was a lot of fun. I was glad that we were able to go do it and you know, inject some life, keep into the, just more momentum into the InfoWars Army. So exactly.
So find out how you can penetrate the Matrix, whether it be sports, whether it be alive, you know, news broadcast,
whatever,
in your local area, whatever it is. I've got some other videos I'm going to roll out today. We had an InfoWars Army event over the weekend. Not my event on Thursday. Another one did an event with a highway sign, InfoWars.com. We had another person march in a parade. People are putting up stickers, so people are starting to get active. I'm putting it all out at InfoWars Army on Twitter. InfoWarsArmy.com is where we'll post the videos. And you saw Trump effect a home run this weekend.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
people are blowing me and Rob up right now about our trolling of the Rangers game. And then, you know, Rob, I mean, we don't need to get like into religion or anything, but this is the kind of stuff that makes me believe in God or destiny, you know, divinity, well, creation. Because what are the, I'm serious. The guy, I stand up to start dancing. I said, look, Rob, I think I got one shot at this. I'm taking it right now. Yep. I stand up. I start dancing. He hits the home run
immediately.
And then they have to play it on all the replays.
Oh, yeah.
They have to play it on all the replays. So then everyone else saw it that was watching the replays.
You look at it on ESPN, on MLB, all on YouTube. It's up. And it's you dancing with an InfoWars shirt with the Trump mask.
And people are going to see that. And they're going to be like, hey, what is that? And they rewind it and they watch it and they say, ha, that's funny. That guy's doing a dance in a Trump mask. What is that t-shirt? That guy must be from that place. And they go to the website. Boom.
Boom. It's how 3D it
Red Hill.
Exactly.
So we were talking in the break about what is the next event? Where is the next place to strike? People know about College Game Day. Now, this is a place where they encourage you to
make signs. Yeah.
That's like a whole thing. I don't know if guys, you want to pull up their Twitter and you guys can just roll some B-roll of how it's all about the signs. Now, I haven't been to one of these since I was back at Mizzou, which was almost, you know, over 10 years ago. So it may be even more PC now. That you can't even, you know, they monitor the signs you bring in now. I don't know, but that would be...
They probably hand out the signs they want people to use.
That would be a great place because they encourage signs. The cameras are always rolling. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. And College Game Day is going to be on Penn State's campus this upcoming weekend, a big game versus Ohio State.
What happened at Penn State a while back? Was some Sandusky guy?
Yeah, there was Jerry Sandusky. It was his son, right, that got arrested.
Oh, yeah, his son. There's a lot of weird stuff. And then there's that one article that refuses to go away. About how Sandusky was pimping out kids to high dollar donors that came from a local Pittsburgh radio guy who then didn't want to talk about it after he brought that out. Remember, I don't know if you guys can even find that article. It's probably been scrubbed because Google's a propaganda tool, no longer a search engine. But it used to be, I think it was like something that pimped out to big time donors or big money donors, pimped out boys. It was Sandusky. That's pretty brutal.
Well, I think there was some other shady stuff going on there that we still don't know about because there were a lot of weird anomalies that came after
the coach dies immediately.
The coach dies.
The president resigns.
And then you had the free report, which nobody seemed to read, which basically was saying how all of this stuff was already reported.
There it is. Mark Madden. Jerry Sandusky rumored to have been pimping out young boys to rich donors.
So then you
have no follow-up?
And Louis Free, if you ask FBI...
wait, hold on. We're having an FBI investigation over something that might have happened 35 years ago at a high school party, okay? That's one timeline and dimension we're in. And the other is Sandusky could have been pimping out young boys to rich donors. We're not going to look into that, but go with the Free report.
So Louis Free is one of the most respected FBI directors ever because I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just giving this is the way that people talk about Louis Free. He was one of the only FBI directors to actually come from the rank and file.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis Free was the man who wrote the Free Report, which was his investigation and everything into Jerry Sandusky, Penn State, and what was all going on. And the oddity about the Free Report that people who actually read it, most people in media never read it. This is a typical thing, you know, kind of with, you know what I'm talking about, the latest indictments. They don't read it. They just say, oh, proves Russian collusion. No, it doesn't. Well, a lot of people report on the Free Report like, yep, you know, proves this, proves that, but they didn't actually read it. Well, I was in sports media at the time. I read it. And the oddity of the Free Report was that all the behavior that was going on was already reported. It was reported by people at Penn State, and it was reported by, you know, the coaches, and they kind of said, oh, no, you know, misunderstanding or whatever, just got shuffled under the rug. So people, like, knew it was going on. It was a really strange thing, and it just kind of gets ignored. And then to kind of tie these two things together, there was a weird, the creator of one of YouTube's top tween channels, 10 million subscribers, arrested for molesting a minor. YouTube is keeping the channel up.
Oh.
Now, about a year or two ago.
Because that's okay. It must be okay to do that on YouTube.
When Pizzagate was really trending on social media, people were finding these YouTube channels, Rob, that were just, let's just say they had some weird stuff that you kind of don't make sense. But then you say, well, maybe if you're sexually attracted to children, all of a sudden, oh, wow, now I see why people make these videos. I'm not saying this channel was for that or not. All I'm saying is YouTube is keeping this channel up that has 10 million subscribers that the creator got arrested for molesting a minor. So, I mean, it's just incredible. But Anyway, getting back to the point, though.
They'll probably say innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, but not with Kavanaugh.
But, or not with Alex Jones.
Or Alex
Jones. No, Alex Jones doesn't get a trial.
No.
Or, you know, it's like,
Keith Ellison also innocent.
Keith Ellison, yeah, he's innocent.
I mean, the double standard is amazing. But back to the point here. Because we're talking about Penn State. Their college game day is going to be at Penn State. So, right. You know, maybe get a sign there. It's all about how can you get InfoWars into the matrix? Because they don't want us there. They don't want us to exist. They don't want us to be able to market. They don't want us to be able to promote. They don't want people finding out about us and then going to our broadcasts or stories or whatever and then becoming fans, becoming, you know, contributors by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com or whatever the case may be, spreading the links, listening to the shows every day. So what can you do to beat that censorship? 3D red pill, right? Just like what we did at the Rangers game. You know, go to College Game Day, put a sign up. This is just Penn State this week. Next week, it'll be at a different university. There's all kinds of stuff you could do. Here's the way I approach this one, Rob. I said, what can I do that's going to make a viral video? What can I do that the average sports fan watching it is going to see and either laugh or want to, you know, rewind and then put out? And I knew in a Trump mask with an InfoWars shirt, a funny dance would do it. Yep. So that's what I did. That's just one stunt. That's just one guy. You're creative. You think of an idea.
Think of something better.
Yeah, think of something else. It's creative. It's funny. And then a bunch of people see it, and they're like, what is that goofball doing?
It's hard to top those Trump and Hillary masks, though. Those things
I dare someone to try.
Those things are pretty damn epic. I don't know. I think I found them at a Halloween store last year. Or it was right before the... might have been 2 years ago. It was right before the election. And I'm like, you know what? These are going to come in handy someday. I think I took some photos of my kids wearing them. And then, like, they've just been sitting in the prop closet, and we were talking about this. I'm like, the Trump-Hillary masks. That's what we need. We need the Trump-Hillary masks. And it was a giant home run. I don't think we could have planned it any better. Congratulations to Joey Gallo there, rounding around 39th home run of the year, coming out of a slump. Actually, he was on fire. He had, like, six home runs in the last couple of weeks. He's really knocking I only followed this because I started like, oh, this guy at the 39th home run, let's read about him. Oh, he was in a slump, and now, boom, Trump helps him out, gets the last one. I like that little kid, too. That little kid's like Alex. We should put Alex Jones on that kid's head.
He comes up and snags the ball baseball
from the other kid.
You have, like, Oliver Darcy, like, waiting to catch it, and then Alex comes and steals the baseball, or, like, Marco
Rubio. All
right,
I'm making another version.
There it is. So, anyway, here's the deal, folks. We're putting all... A lot of people are sending us content. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even see that. Go back to that. Yeah. So there
Lock
you go.
Her up, yeah.
Hillary deleted my other sign. These are old College Game Day posters that made air. Lock her up, Hillary Clinton poster. So there you go, folks. This is what you got to do.
Yeah.
This is how you break into the matrix. And I'll tell you, isn't it fun, Rob, to just watch the triggering just happen in real time?
It's fun to break people out of their trance, too, because other people, like the guys sitting next to us, they were like looking at their phones and stuff. Yeah. And afterwards, they're like, hey, man. And they made a point like, hey, that was really cool. I'm glad you guys did that.
And think about it. If you take a sign up and you hold it up and then they see a bunch of security or whatever remove your sign, they're going to be like, hey, what's up? Why are you blocking the sign?
Yeah,
like,
what's just
up?
A sign.
And what's then you say, there's censoring free speech at InfoWars.com. Now you just created a story.
Yeah.
Now you just woke other people up. All right, Rob Dew, he was down there. He was Hillary. I was Trump. And we trolled the Rangers.
Yeah.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is the War Room. With Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, there's a bunch of breaking news that I promise I'm going to get to with Roger Stone when it comes to the importance of what the Democrats are trying to do right now to take control of the Supreme Court and avoid or just try to steal the will of the American people and our election that we just had. But I want to play a couple InfoWars Army video submissions before we get to that and Roger Stone coming up. You may ask, how can you red pill people in the real world? Well, I want to say that, first of all, there's one thing you cannot fall for anymore. Now, you saw me at the Rangers game with the InfoWars stuff. You saw me on Saturday night, guys, if you have that B-roll ready. Saturday night, I went out with Joey Gibson and Rufio Panman and other people, about 40, 50 of us on the streets of Austin, Texas, wearing Trump hats, Trump T-shirts, carrying free Alex Jones signs. I think we're about 10 signs. And it was very popular. And then I go to the Rangers game, and you have most of the people in the stands saying, hey, thanks, you guys are awesome. Hey, that's funny. So this whole false consensus that Trump is unpopular, that everyone hates you if you like Trump, not true, not even close to true. Yes, the 10% never Trumper, mentally deranged people out there may get violent and vitriolic with you, but you know what? For the 90% that are going to love you and agree with you, it's totally worth it. Or I even go out on the streets before the Rangers game in the Trump mask asking people, what do you think about Trump? 80% of the people are giving us thumbs up. 80% of the people are shaking their heads. Yes, some of the people are like, hey, you know, I don't want to say this in public, but yeah, I really like Trump. I really like Trump. But by you showing confidence to support Trump, that's how you light that same brush fire of liberty in others. So I just want to say this false consensus that people hate Trump is wrong. Now, having said that, you're trying to figure out ways. How can I inject InfoWars into the Matrix? How can I inject some truth into the Matrix? How can I be a part of the InfoWars army? Well, this sounds like a product plug, and it is, but this is true. So we've got these tumblers. You've obviously heard about these if you listen to the War Room. I have a special coupon code going right now. With the coupon code War Room, you get $5 off your tumbler. So yes, am I plugging a product right now? Am I trying to sell you a product? Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm trying to fund myself right now with a great product that you're going to not regret getting. But here's the key. You take one of these to work and you just sit it on your desk. There's Marcos Morales. If Marcos Morales drinks coffee, look at how fast he drinks coffee too. That's how fast he has to drink coffee around here just to get his work done. He just basically chugs it, 180 degree coffee. Don't even bother him. And I know it's still piping hot because he's using the tumbler. But let's say, you know, maybe you're not the type of person that wants to go out on the streets and pull a stunt. You're not somebody who wants to put on a mask and dance at a ball game. That's fine. You're not somebody that even necessarily wants to talk about politics, but you want to just do something. Imagine you just have your tumbler, your InfoWars tumbler on your work desk, and it's got the Trump Wolverine logo, or it's got the InfoWars logo, or the flag and shield logo. And somebody just walks by and they say, hey, what is that mug you got there? Hey, I think that's a cool tumbler. Where can I get one? Because I'm telling you, folks, this tumbler is as nice of a tumbler you're ever going to see. It's awesome. It's sturdy. It'll last you forever. You'll have it forever. So somebody walks by your desk. They see the InfoWars snake, flag, and shield. And they say, hey, that's a cool mug. That's a cool tumbler. Where'd you get that? Say InfoWarsStore.com. They got four different designs. Check them out. And they say, oh, InfoWars, what's that? And you say, well, it's this website I like to get news from. I trust they're usually right, and they're getting banned right now. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then, oh, okay. So they go check it out. It's exactly what happened on Saturday night on the streets of Texas. Dozens of people asking us, hey, what are you doing? Hey, who's Alex Jones? Hey, what's InfoWars? Hey, cool. You know, I kind of like Trump, and I don't think he gets a fair shake in the media. Thanks for being out here. That's the reaction you're going to get. And they have created a chilling effect in the media to intimidate us out of free speech and intimidate us out of communication. So I'm breaking that because they're trying to break our will. So we have to execute our will and show our confidence so that we don't let them steal our revolution, which we're having right now. So it's the InfoWars Tumblr, $5 off with coupon code War Room right there. Take this to work, sit it at your desk, give it as a gift. Send your kids to school with it. And people are going to want to know, hey, where did you get that awesome tumbler? I mean, folks, look at the InfoWars Hexagon logo tumbler that I'm using. You know, when I'm here on air, I'm crazed. I throw things. I beat things. Look at the tumbler. It barely even has a scratch on it. It's been live on air with me for over a month, and it's still not even a scratch on it. A crazy guy like me that slams and throws things all the time. So I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. It's the InfoWars Tumblr. $5 off with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. Now, here are some people that have decided to take action as part of the InfoWars Army. And one individual went out and mimicked what I did with the highway video. He created an InfoWars sign. He put it up over a main bridge on a highway. He had a couple people drive by and film it. So let's go to a member of the InfoWars Army who submitted this video. I actually retweeted it at InfoWars Army, guys. Just have that pulled up, too, so I can give this guy's Twitter a plug. Here is the InfoWars Army invades a highway. So here you can see the gentlemen unfurling their sign over a main bridge, over a main highway. Here they drive by to show you the view. And there it is, InfoWars.com, free speech and an American flag.
All right, flag. So here we are, out on I-35, just up the road a little bit from Austin, Texas. We're here in Salina, Kansas. Just doing a bit of a protest. We got some hope for Trump. You can see here, we got free speech at InfoWars.com. Me and my brother here, InfoWars Army, got the American flag going on.
Look at that. People honking. He's got a honk for Trump sign. Everybody honking. People love Trump, folks. I'm telling you. Don't let them chill us out of free speech. Here they are in a crowded roadway here.
Lawfully elect the president. And the best journalist this century knows.
So here they are, just standing on the side of the road, a busy intersection, people honking at their honk for Trump sign. This is how we get people's confidence back, folks. If people see other people not afraid to support Trump, then they're saying, hey, you know what? I don't have to be bullied out of my free speech either. So, guys, do we have that Twitter account pulled up that I retweeted? If not, I'll plug it next segment. I'm sorry. I'm racing around here. I don't even have the due diligence to put all this together. We'll get that in the next segment. I apologize to that user for not having that intel on me. Here is another video of a man who went to a parade with an InfoWars sign. And, yeah, that was distracted masses at the Forced View on Twitter. So big ups to him for putting that video out here. Here's another video, 3 steps to win the InfoWar. Fight with words. He spray paints a sign, a big sign, hashtag Free Alex Jones with the InfoWars block logo. He goes to InfoWarsStore.com. He purchases hundreds of InfoWars stickers. Then he goes out in the streets with his signs, handing out stickers, answering questions, and telling people about the censorship of Alex Jones. So here he is. You can see him just doling out stickers, just basically passing them out, talking to everyone at the parade, talking to them about InfoWars. Filming the whole thing. He's got a big Free Alex Jones sign, giving the kids stickers. A lot of people showing him support, showing InfoWars support. Again, I retweet all of these videos at InfoWars Army on Twitter, and I upload these videos to InfoWarsArmy.com. Yeah, every kid loves a sticker, free sticker. I remember that. You put them on your book bag, you put them on your, you know, video game console, your whatever, your computer. So there it is, folks. That's how you get involved in the InfoWars Army. All right, I'm going to give those two users a shout-out here on the other side. Other people just email me stuff to at InfoWars or InfoWarsArmy at InfoWars.com, and they just want it posted anonymously. So I just post that anonymously at InfoWars Army on Twitter, too. That was Jacob Baker at InfoFrogs. Jacob Baker at InfoFrogs. Great work from the InfoWars Army this weekend.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the War Room. You've seen now the viral videos from over the weekend, myself in downtown Austin, myself at the Rangers game. Other people going out and putting signs over highways. What is this? Oh. Oh. Okay. The folks at InfoWarsStore.com have just brought me a gift. They want me to open it on air? Okay. So I have a gift here from the folks at InfoWarsStore.com. They wanted to thank me for getting the InfoWars t-shirts on the Rangers game for millions of people at sea. So they just brought me a gift. I don't even know what this is. Let's see what's going on here. Wait a second. No. No! It couldn't be. Yes! I got it! It's a Trump Medusa shirt. Look at that, guys. Ah! I got the Trump Medusa shirt. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I want to thank the folks at InfoWarsStore.com. This is amazing. I was not expecting this. Look at that. The Trump Medusa shirt. What's that? There's more in there? Oh. Oh, my gosh. What is this? Another one. Hold on. What is this one? What? Oh, I like this fabric. It's really soft. Oh, it's a George Washington. It's a George Washington with the... Oh, my gosh. Look at this. It's also from InfoWarsStore.com. Wow. I was not expecting this, really. Look at that one. I'm going to call that the badass George Washington t-shirt. There's more? There's more in there? What? And they knew my size? Hold on. Oh, I got another George Washington. Look at that, in black. Oh, it's great. Look at that. Look at the cool logo on the background, too. Look at that. Wow. I want to thank the folks at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and then they got me one more. Oh, this was the viral one, folks. This is the one that went viral. See, this is the t-shirt. This is a part of history now. This is one of the t-shirts. This is one of the t-shirts from InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com, forbidden information, Alex Jones being censored. This t-shirt, I was flashing this on air at the Rangers game, and it triggered thousands of complaints. So they're trying to censor Alex Jones. He's not even allowed to have someone just wear his t-shirt at the Rangers game and get it on TV. Unbelievable. So that means you got to wear this t-shirt everywhere where there's cameras now. Wow, guys. This is awesome. Look at these. Oh, my God. I'm going to wear these out. I'm going to wear these out every day. I've got all the t-shirts now. Look at the Trump Medusa that I got today. It's mine. There it is right there. That's a nice one right there. That'll trigger somebody real good. Oh, yeah. Wow, wow. What? That's just great. I'm like a kid on Christmas today. Man, how about that? So there you go. A little love from InfoWarsStore.com with the great t-shirts that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And hey, that's one thing you can do. Go get an InfoWars t-shirt and wear it out. You're going to meet a like-minded person. Wear a Trump t-shirt out from InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to meet another Trump supporter. Who knows? Maybe the love of your life. Maybe your next boss. It's unbelievable. Yeah, they thought he was excited when he opened his N64. They never saw Owen Schroyer opening up the Trump Medusa t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right. Now, in the last segment, I played a couple submissions to the InfoWars Army. Guys, can we pull up the Twitter accounts one more time just so I can give them some love here on the War Room? Because that's what we're going to do. You go out, you take action, we give you the love, we amplify your video, we thank you, we salute you. There's Distracted Masses. They put their video on YouTube, InfoWars Army Interstate Invasion. Distracted Masses at the Forced View with some underscores of spaces. They put up the sign. They were out there all day, too. Big ups. They were out there all day from the morning all the way through sunset. And you can tell in the video just by the light of day. So big ups to them. Big shout out. Great work. That's how you red pill the world. That's how you become the InfoWars Army. Then there's Jacob Baker at InfoFrogs with an underscore for the space. He put his video on Twitter, 3 steps to win the InfoWar. And he creates a sign, he got 100 stickers, and then he went out during a local parade, and you can see he's got his InfoWars.com sign that he made, he's got all the stickers he bought, he's handing them out to kids, he's talking to people about Alex Jones and InfoWars and free speech, and that's how you get active, that's how you engage. I bet he met some new friends that day too. So this is how we make it all possible. All right, so here's the deal. There is a bunch of big breaking news that we need to get to. And I'm going to get Roger Stone on in the next segment. We're really going to get into this. But it's pretty incredible, I think, to anybody who, again, this really doesn't even have to exist in the frame of political opinion or political commentary. What you're seeing the Democrats do to try to stop Brett Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court is really next level, But then when you see how they blatantly ignore any allegations against Democrats where you have evidence and eyewitnesses, it just makes things even crazier. And it's just unbelievable. Now, let me just plow through these news stories I have in kind of this no man's land of 4 minutes here before we get Roger Stone to join us in the next segment and before we really get focused and take a deep dive into what they're doing to try to keep Kavanaugh off the court, what they're doing to try to censor free speech, and what Trump is doing and needs to do, as there's going to be a big TV interview with Kavanaugh tonight. They're giving it to Marsha McCallum of Fox News, who I think does a good job. Again, I think Marsha is one of these people that pretty much just reads off a teleprompter, but is informed and a patriot. I've never seen a report from her or anything that I thought was, I would say was bad or propaganda. So I think she'll do a fair job. But that'll be big. Now, again, remember that Kavanaugh's accuser was supposed to do her testimony today. Oh, but when Kavanaugh said, okay, I'll show up, what did they do? They backed down because they're liars, because they're frauds. And it doesn't even matter that we have undercover video from ProjectVeritas.com where Democrats admit all their dirty tactics from starting riots to obstructing, from interfering with everything, knowing they can't be fired, making things up, censoring conservatives. Project Veritas has caught all of that from their own mouths, undercover video at ProjectVeritas.com and Project Veritas YouTube channel. But then there's other groups, including one group, I believe it was RNC Research or GOP Research on Twitter. And now there's multiple tapes, undercover recordings of the Democrats planning the Kavanaugh obstruction months before the allegation. So they've been planning this, folks, and now they're rolling out the new accusers to try to make some big headwind. Oh, well, we don't have to worry about the Christine Floozy Ford. We don't have to worry about Floozy Ford's account now. We've got multiple accounts. So obviously, Floozy Ford wasn't lying. And by the way, I said this on the Alex Jones show, I think it was Friday, and I'm going to say it again now so that you understand why InfoWars has to exist. And when Alex says we hit the barbed wire, this is what he's talking about. I went on air Friday and I said something that no one else in the media, at least from what I'd seen, and I follow the media like a hawk, had said yet. And I understand why. But I went on the Alex Jones show and I said, Christine Blasey Ford is a liar. Christine Blasey Ford is a drunken slut. That's what I said. Now, is that politically correct? Is that maybe crossing some people's boundaries? Yes, probably. But guess what? No one else was willing to say it, so someone had to say it. So I said it. And then what happened after I said it on the Alex Jones show over the weekend? All of a sudden, other people were saying she's a liar. She's a whore. She was a drunken partier that loved having sex, and they wrote about it. So that's what we do here. We have to go hit the barbed wire and basically be stuck on the barbed wire bleeding out with no credit while everyone else climbs over our corpse stuck on the barbed wire so that they don't get scratched and so they can say things safely. That's what this is all about. And we do this with dozens of things. People are starting to see it now. Not just like observers that watch media and will watch InfoWars and then see the next day everybody sounds like InfoWars. Oh, InfoWars said that yesterday. Because now the people in the media are watching us because they know we're going over the barbed wire for them. So yeah, you're in an info war. We're looking for the target and the hotspots. We point it out and we go in, we climb over the barbed wire, we get stuck, but then everyone else behind us gets to climb over that barbed wire and flood the enemy target. Flood the enemy transmissions. Flood the enemy battlefields. And then we have victory. And then they have to move to a new battlefield. But it's like you have all these Kavanaugh protesters. In fact, I'll put out an InfoWars Army call to go talk to these Kavanaugh protesters. I've got the question that will stump them all.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I'm glad I remembered this because so often I forget to do this. Just to break down, I feel it's important to break this down because a lot of people... A lot of people may be neutral. A lot of people come to InfoWars from the left to try to just see a different perspective. And quite frankly, I mean, I actually have a whole kind of skit plan that I'm going to do eventually sometime where I break down the whole political spectrum in a homage to Mort Saul, who used to do this. But the reason why I want to explain this is for the neutral people to understand or to just see propaganda and to not fall for it, and then to illustrate how this is working. So Elizabeth Warren tweets this out last night. If Republicans have blocked an FBI investigation, well, first of all, there is zero precedent. All the precedent for this is the FBI does not get involved. It would have or should have been local law enforcement. But again, there's a statute of limitations and 35-year-old accusations with no evidence, no eyewitness, nothing, not corroborated, is not going to warrant any FBI investigation. Oh, but Senator Warren says it does. Senator Schumer says it does. Eric Swalwell and everyone in the Democrat Party, and they tweet that out. So this is how they use the propaganda, and then their average leftist follower thinks, why isn't there an FBI investigation? When that notion is absurd to begin with. Then she says, bullied Dr. Ford. These are the biggest bullies on earth right now in the Democrat Party, trying to bully you out of free speech, bully you out of supporting Trump, bullying you out of having the actual measures and levers and gears of our republic working to getting a Supreme Court nomination. No, they are the bullies. But that's what they do. They project. I go on. Try to plow right through. What do you mean plow right through? No, this is, again, how it works. And then says, put Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, all while holding on to credible information about a second sexual misconduct claim, then this isn't a confirmation, it's a cover-up. Well, that's just a flat-out lie. Again, who was it that held the accusations against Kavanaugh for a month? Dianne Feinstein, Dianne Crime Scene, not the Republicans. And then they claim that this is a cover-up? A cover-up? These are 35-year-old allegations that she admits she won't corroborate, can't corroborate, and won't do a testimony under oath until she can make one up after Kavanaugh's testimony. Who would fall for this garbage from Elizabeth Warren? And then you go look at the Twitter followers. And you know, maybe these people are bots. Maybe they're not real. And you got to be careful not to take too much from Twitter followers because you don't know what's real, what's not, who's trolling. But you do see the stories they share, like this from Mother Jones. 5 times Brett Kavanaugh appears to have lied to Congress while under oath. Appears, they say. Oh, but that headline is enough to get the leftist minions out there fired up. Oh, yep, Elizabeth Warren is right. This is how their propaganda works in synergy. Washington Post. Brett Kavanaugh's unlikely story about Democrats' stolen documents. We have the Democrats on tape. It's not unlikely story. It's all caught on tape. So you have Mother Jones, you have Washington Post. These are the stories that they're sending out there. Then they say, there's a third Kavanaugh victim coming out. Michael Avenatti is representing the third victim of Kavanaugh. Oh, the creepy porn lawyer. So this is how they work with their propaganda in congruency with the Democrat Party and the media. And then the brainwashed followers see that, fall for it, and think, oh, it must be true. Here's what the next move is, folks. There's Kavanaugh protesters at these hearings and outside the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. every day. Go to these protests and ask them, excuse me, what was the name of Roy Moore's accuser? What was her name? They won't know. You know why? Because they never cared. They never cared about Roy Moore's accuser. They'll never care about Kavanaugh's accuser. They don't know any of their names because they don't actually care. This is all about them bullying, lying, and cheating their way to defeating the American Republic. So you need to go ask these people about their past allegations. Well, the InfoWars army is going viral. Roger Stone has a next plan of action. And I got to say, as more people are sending me pictures and videos and everything at InfoWars Army on Twitter, you can follow that to get all the updates and all the videos people are submitting. I think, Roger, the next move, and we need to mobilize on this ASAP, folks, ASAP. If you are in the Washington, D.C. area, and I got to say, Stephanie Hamill went out and did this, and Stephanie Hamill is great. She's up and coming in media. But, and Stephanie, again, I'm not insulting Stephanie Hamill. She's great. She's her own personality. I am just like the most savage of these people. And so I watch someone that's really kind and polite and sweet and loving like Stephanie Hamill, like, hey, you know, how come you won't address the Keith Ellison allegations? And they just kind of walk away and ignore her. You have to savage these people. You have to savage them. That's the only option, because that's the only way you're going to get a response out of these people. That's the only way you're going to penetrate the matrix with a viral video. Again, Stephanie Hamill's great. Other people need to go out and do what she did. When I saw her doing this, I was like, oh my gosh, that's next level genius. That's what you have to do. The problem is Stephanie is very sweet and kind, and she's not going to go out there and savage these people like I will. That's fine. I have to be the savage. I get it. But I think it's time for the InfoWars Army to mobilize immediately on DC and go ask these Kavanaugh protesters the name of Roy Moore's accuser. Because let's not forget, they use this exact same tactic to try to defeat Roy Moore. Stephanie Hamill, there's her Twitter, works for Daily Caller. Used to come on with us here. So just go out and ask these people, what was the name of Roy Moore's accuser? Because they use the same tactic they're using against Kavanaugh, against Roy Moore. And it was, oh my gosh, this woman, she's a victim. Oh, you know, they all stood together. Well, if they really cared, I bet you they could tell you her name today. I guarantee you they wouldn't be able to, just like they'll forget Brett Kavanaugh's accuser's name in a year. So I'm calling on the InfoWars Army in the Washington, D.C. area. Go find these Kavanaugh protests. They always promote it, folks. You can find it on TV. Breitbart Live was covering some of them today. And go troll them. Go savage them. Go ask them why they don't know about Keith Ellison. Go right in their face and say, you know what? You're a fraud and you're a coward. And you're doing all of this as a political stunt. And you're a disgusting human being that you would use fake sex assault allegations to try to manipulate this country's politics. You are a sick person that you would make up and use fake sex assault allegations, therefore making real victims of sexual assault never heard. You need to let them know they are sick, twisted people falling for propaganda. That's how you have to savage these people. If you just ask them, hey, why won't you listen to Ellison's, you know, accusations, they'll just ignore it, just like they ignore Ellison's allegations. So you don't ask them and let them ignore you. You savage them. Savage them brutally with facts. Savage them brutally with their own blatant double standard. So, Roger Stone, you've got another idea for the InfoWars Army that you came up with. I didn't even think of this, but it's brilliant. What was your idea, Roger? Tell the audience.
We're talking about the InfoWars Army Bullhorn Brigade. We want to arm 100 of our most leather lung supporters with bullhorns, and then we'll assign you to various loudmouth liberals. Your job would, let's say, and you can imagine how many people would apply for this, you're the people who need to accompany Adam Schiff any place that he goes in public. Now, obviously, you can't go into his congressional office or into the halls of Congress, but when he's out in public, you should be with him, posing questions to him, exercising your First Amendment rights. We have this whole new phenomena here where the media, who in the past would always be saying, well, where's your confirmation? Where's your corroboration? Where's your second witness? Now we're in a whole new world in which any person, as long as they're a woman, can come forward and make any allegation against any man. They don't need to have proof, evidence, witnesses, corroboration. They don't need to have anything other than the allegation, and we must believe them because they're women. This reminded me of the famous confrontation between Anita Hill, who was a woman who came forward and made allegations against Clarence Thomas when he was under consideration for the U.S. Supreme Court. And Anita Hill was very vigorously questioned by Republican members of the Senate, but specifically by former District Attorney Arnold Inspector. And in fact, that cross-examination of her is still taught in the law schools. It really deconstructed her entire argument. The American people saw it on television. Thomas was confirmed, and Specter was reelected. What's amazing here is that none of the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee seem to have the courage to confront Ms. Ford and presumably, hopefully, this other phony witness and say, do you have any evidence? Were there witnesses who saw this? Where is your corroboration? Why should you be believed with nobody backing your story? By the way, Brett Kavanaugh has several witnesses who were present and say this didn't happen. So where is that kind of courage within the Republican Party? They seem to be shrinking from this. And to me, that's very disturbing.
Well, and we don't necessarily expect much courage from most of the Republican Party. I think we're seeing the few Republicans that had courage coming forward, your Jim Jordans, your Matt Gaetz, obviously others. But Roger, you know, I think the same thing we can apply here to just the patriots out there. We have all the courage. Why are we letting the leftist loudmouths control the narrative? Why are we letting the leftist loudmouths dominate us in the street? It's time to end that, Roger. It's time for people to go out into speaker circles at their universities. It's time for people to go to state capitol buildings and promote a message of truth and free speech. I mean, that's what we have to do. That's what they're doing. If we don't at least fight fire with fire, then they're going to burn the whole place to the ground.
I don't disagree. And very shortly, we'll be putting up the GoFundMe for the InfoWars Army Bullhorn Brigade. We hope to raise enough money to buy 100 bullhorns and then distribute them to key people out in around the country, key InfoWar Army members, so they can use them to express their First Amendment rights. We will not be out shouted anymore. I think this is a key project.
Roger, just to focus on this for a second, I'm so glad you came up with this idea. This is actually brilliant. Here's what I can do. I already have a few patriots in mind that are in the InfoWars Army, but here's the deal. When you basically, let's just say, prove your salt as an info warrior, as a member of the InfoWars Army, as a patriot, we will send you a bullhorn. So a lot of people, like Roger said, are going to be more outspoken, more willing to do this. When you prove that's you, once we get this thing set up, we will send you a bullhorn.
And let's say this, because if we don't say it, our views will be distorted. We're not advocating violence in the InfoWars Army. We're advocating free speech. We're advocating the expression of your First Amendment rights, perhaps at a slightly higher decibel than the left. But, you know, Owen, until today, I never really thought of you as the Mort Sahl of the right, but I kind of like that idea.
You know, I liked Mort Sahl because he is a representation of political humor when you could do political humor and not water it down with your own politics. And it was brilliant and it was beautiful. And he did this old segment, Roger, you may remember it, where he basically breaks down the political paradigm spectrum and he kind of puts it into brackets. And it was back, I think, in the early 90s when he did that. But I'm going to do that. No one's done that in a while. So I'm going to do that in the modern day parlance to break down the new modern day political spectrum, kind of in an homage to Mort Sahl, just to show people that, hey, you know, I can break things down and I can be funny and I don't have to water it down with my politics either.
We've also had a number of requests. I want to clarify this. The InfoWars Army is not going to have actual uniforms, but we will have a special T-shirt, and that is in the works.
That's right. And this is all about getting the message of truth into the real world, because it's no secret, folks, they're censoring you on social media. See, a lot of people are frustrated right now with the censorship they're dealing with on social media. The answer is to go out into the real world, go out into the real social media. Social interaction was meant to happen in the physical 3D realm. In the digital realm, it's controlled, it's manipulated, it can be frauded. So this is the point. Go out there, prove your salt, and I'll send you a bullhorn. I've got one man in mind already, MAGA Titan. This guy is a titan for liberty, MAGA Titan. He's probably going to earn himself the first bullhorn. Check out his YouTube channel. But you act like that, you get a bullhorn.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer here with you on the War Room. We've been talking about the InfoWars Army and what you can do to get active, but we've got some really important news that we got to break down here, folks. The Democrats are doing everything they can right now, really to just stop anything from happening politically. The will of the American people, the Democrats think they're more important. Hollywood thinks it's more important. So we're not allowed to elect a president. We're not allowed to have our president with a mandate, nominate Supreme Court justices, control the border. They don't even let him do a census, folks. So, but it's reached next level where they are going to lie about really everything about it. They're going to lie about the allegations. Then they're going to lie and act like there's some FBI precedent that needs to be set. Then they're going to lie and act like they have the right to stop this nomination process because they made a claim. I mean, it's just lie stacked on top of lie stacked on top of lie. It does appear, though, Roger, the Republicans are going to move forward with this nomination despite, but it's not going to stop the Democrats from doing everything they can. Really, I mean, if you want to get down to what this really does outside of the politics and the names and the activities, this is an attempt to destroy America, the very fabric of our culture and our politics.
Well, what the Republicans need to understand here is that the path forward is not dangerous if you're just reasonable. If they just point out to the American people that these accusers have no evidence, no corroboration, no witnesses. In the case of the second woman, it took her 6 days to decide that, oh, yeah, it was Brett Kavanaugh, because 6 days previously she wasn't sure. The whole thing is extraordinarily bogus, but it is only fraught with danger in connection with the November elections if you don't explain your actions. I think the whole thing can be seen through as extraordinarily transparent. Obviously, the Democrats realize that the Senate Majority Leader has the votes, and they probably can confirm Brett Kavanaugh. They hope to score off of it in November, which won't happen if the Republicans will merely explain themselves. Ms. Ford, do you have any proof? Is it anything other than your repressed memory? I'm not even sure there is such a thing. But the other big problem here, Owen, and this happened on Friday, was the president made a good decision to finally declassify all of the information pertaining to the FISA warrants that were levied against members of his campaign. This is and has been the Rosetta Stone, the keystone of the entire Obama DOJ, Obama FBI effort to prevent the election of Donald Trump and then to revoke the election of Donald Trump. Now, unfortunately, Rod Rosenstein, of all people, has persuaded the president to delay that declassification and to allow the inspector general to examine the material, which they claim falsely would damage national security and expose their sources and methods. That is total nonsense. That's BS. This is CYA time. These documents expose the moral bankruptcy and the corruption of the Obama administration, which is why they don't want them released. Then they arrange for a key U.S. ally, I don't want to say any names, Great Britain, to lean on the president and tell him, oh, well, declassifying these documents will harm national security in our international relationship. When what they mean to say is declassifying these documents are going to prove that, as Judge Andrew Napolitano has maintained all along, the British were spying on Donald Trump as a favor to U.S. intelligence, a very old trick. So the president must not demur. He must not be euchred into delaying. He needs to let the inspector general look at this stuff. But as the president himself said on Friday, Owen, he reserved the final decision to himself. He will decide. It will bust the entire DOJ, Peter Stroke, insurance policy, Rod Rosenstein, 25th Amendment, Robert Mueller, hit squad wide open. It's time for the president to act.
Well, here's what continues to hit me every day. It's just like waves, you know, cascading upon you. If you've ever been to the beach and there's high tide, they will do anything, Roger. I mean, these people will do anything. And a concern that I have, why haven't these documents been declassified? Are they in there editing these documents right now? Are they in there editing, manipulating, changing things right now so that when President Trump finally is able to get these fully declassified and unredacted, that it's not as damning as it should be? I wouldn't be shocked one bit if that was going on. So Trump needs to realize that these people are that desperate, they'll change and manipulate documents. And of course, that'll be a federal, you know, felony crime, and they'll land in jail if they do that, if they get caught. But Roger, do you think I'm out of line here? I wouldn't be shocked one bit if the deep state and the FBI, the Democrat Party, are changing these documents right now. These FISA documents are being manipulated right now by the Democrat Party before the release so that they don't all end up in jail.
Well, it's entirely possible, although let's face it, the redactions or the manipulations or deleting of material would be done by Trump's own Justice Department, Trump's own State Department, Trump's own intelligence agencies. You see, they won't get caught because they are the cops. That is the point. That's why giving them more time is a mistake. It's more time to shred things, more time to change things. Remember, the government claimed in Paul Manafort's trial in Virginia, and they were maintaining in his trial that's now been canceled in D.C., that he was never under surveillance at any time by the U.S. government. Yet excellent reporters like Cheryl Atkinson have reported and documented otherwise. So you're right. They're capable of playing keep away with these documents because they know it is the death knell for their entire conspiracy, because they know that it would shed light on them like it would on a band of cockroaches. It's why the president needs to move. And then, of course, the second thing which we need to kick around is the delay in discharging Mr. Rosenstein. He's resigned. He hasn't resigned. He hasn't talked to the president. They're going to talk on Thursday. Well, that means they have between now and Thursday to persuade the president not to can this weasel. It's extraordinary how much rope the president keeps giving these guys. It's time to get ready to fire this guy.
Well, and I just wonder if the rope being provided isn't rope to hang themselves. And I guess we'll perhaps find out in soon time whether that's the case or not. But again, it's all about realizing the desperation of these people, that they will go to any lengths to try to stop President Trump from getting his agenda through, which you really have to wonder. Cutting taxes, making the economy great again, having a border, is that really what the Democrats are resisting so much? Folks, don't tell me you're that naive. The Democrats have been getting away with crimes so obscene, so disgusting, that honestly, you'll probably never even hear about it. But that's why they're all panicking right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's the truth.
Infowars.com/show.
The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, here with my colleague, Owen Schroyer, and we're breaking it all down for you. In the last segment, we talked about the decision by the president to delay the declassification of all of the information surrounding the political use of FISA warrants by the Obama administration, specifically the Obama DOJ and the Obama FBI. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Rod Rosenstein controversy. But before we get to it, I want to make sure everybody understands the key part of the overall deep state strategy to take down Donald Trump that manifests itself in the silencing of InfoWars and the strangling of the First Amendment rights of Alex Jones. This is a precursor. This is step one. Why? Because Alex Jones and the folks here at InfoWars have the courage and the energy and the resources and the moxie to report to the American people exactly what's going on. We have been a thorn in the side of the deep state since Alex Jones started InfoWars, and that is why they are moving heaven and earth to shut us down. This new assault on InfoWars, where we can't use PayPal anymore to process the credit card charges for our terrific products at the InfoWars.com store, is a serious blow. What can you do? Well, you can go to the InfoWars store right now and look at our terrific nutraceuticals, our books, our t-shirts, our terrific products, because when you buy there, you are helping bolster us for this fight. And this is where you can get your copy of my new book, Stone's Rules. This is a field manual for victory. This is the book you need to succeed not only at life, not only at politics, but at the war ahead. And we have a special offer. If you buy Stone's Rules at the InfoWars.com store now, and you mail it to me along with your receipt, your proof of purchase at InfoWars, it will be my honor to sign it, personalize it, and send it back to you. So purchase your book and send it to P.O. Box 813-450-4429 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida 33081. Now, again, this is an offer that is only available for people who buy their book at the InfoWars.com store now. Get your book, ship it to me, and I will ship it back to you. I think I signed over 100 books last night and mailed them out. So I'm very pleased that people are taking advantage of this. If you want to enclose the return postage, it would be appreciated. But if not, I'm happy to pay it myself. I want to get this book in your hands, but I want you to buy it at the InfoWars.com site. Owen?
Well, and Roger, here's the thing. We've plugged, I think, maybe twice today on the show. We're over halfway through the show now. And, you know, we're being censored unlike anyone else. They're now coming after our ability to fund ourselves with the store. And it's like we barely even sound the alarm because that's how committed we are to the information. So it's like we're barely even sounding the alarm here that they're trying to strike us with a knife through the heart by stopping your ability to fund us. And we barely even panic here because it's like we're used to it and we're just so committed to getting the information out right now in these incredible times that that's just what we do. We just plow through it with the information, but it's really just incredible what we're going through. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is key. Now, there's a couple things, Roger, and I'm not sure where you want to go. If you want to go back into Rosenstein and the dirty tricks they're trying to play there.
I think we really need to. Let's try to make sure people understand what's transpired here. The man who appointed Robert Mueller, not at the direction of the president, not at the direction of the attorney general, but on his own initiative, is now revealed to have offered to wear or proposed to wear a wire to entrap the president of the United States, to take him down, remove him from office under the 25th Amendment. He was asked whether he was joking. He said, no, this is not a joke. He actually said that it would be easy to get his cell phone into a meeting with the president because the Secret Service never checks him when he goes to the White House. Now you have NBC and the Huffington Post saying, oh, well, he was joking. Really? It's not a very funny joke. And he specifically said he was not joking when he was asked. And he added specificity, such as getting his phone into the room. I would say he's busted. But some in the mainstream media are trying to recast this. Oh, no, it was just a joke. It was not a joke. So if the man who appointed Mueller proposed entrapping the president by secretly recording him, what does it say about the motives and purposes and goals of the Mueller investigation? It shows that it is poison, that it is a partisan hit job. And it is time for the president to blow this all up. Now, I understand that conservatives that I respect, like Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson and others, have said the president should take no action today. implying that he should take action after the election. Well, that may all be mooted because it appears that at a minimum, Mr. Rosenstein has offered his resignation, which the president should take. But between now and the time the president and Rosenstein speak on Thursday, the president's timid counsel, his advisors, all of whom come from the deep state, will be telling him that he cannot fire Rosenstein, that it would be a mistake to fire Rosenstein, that he cannot terminate Rosenstein. Whether he does it now or whether he does it after the election, this weasel is busted. He is caught red-handed. He was clearly planning to secretly record the president or proposing to do so. And the New York Times, it gave us context in their reporting. He has been furious since the president released his memo outlining how and why FBI Director James Comey should be terminated. And he has been seeking revenge since that time. He's been described as angry, disoriented, furious, depressed, because he's exposed as a weasel. What's he going to tell his deep state buddies? He stuck the shiv right in Comey's back, and he's embarrassed about it. How did he make up to his deep state pals? Why, he gave them the appointment of Robert Mueller. And the Mueller investigation is a speeding bullet heading straight for the president. Anyone who doesn't understand that, like his initial set of lawyers, really doesn't understand what's going on.
Well, Roger, I've been so busy this weekend organizing other events and today getting these things ready for the show and InfoWars Army stuff that I haven't really had time to do the deep dive into the research of this story. But it actually it hits me now listening to your breakdown of this, Roger. I've realized what's going on here. So this was actually this was actually the second attempt by the deep state to trap Donald Trump into an obstruction of justice charge. And I'm so glad you brought up the firing of Comey point. That was okay. So Rod Rosenstein has now attempted to set up Donald Trump into an obstruction of justice charge twice, maybe even three times if you consider the recording. One, he writes the letter of recommendation to fire Comey. He doesn't want it to go public. Trump fires Comey, and then what do they say? Obstruction of justice. So what does Trump say? Nope, it was Rosenstein that did it. Oops, that attempt failed. They never planned on Trump declassifying that. Then the New York Times publishes a story saying, first they say the deep state is active against Trump. Then they publish a story saying Rosenstein tried to spy on Trump, trying to trigger Trump into firing Rosenstein. And then so boom, he fires Rosenstein. What happens? Obstruction of justice charge. He outsmarted them twice on that deal. And so now they were going to do it another time with the secret recording device. So they've now attempted to set up Donald Trump for obstruction of justice three times, Roger.
You know, and the important thing to recognize here is this story is reported by the New York Times, not Breitbart, not InfoWars, not Daily Caller. And therefore, the mainstream media has to take the charges more seriously. But already you have the NBCs, the MSNBCs out trying to say, oh, Rosenstein was only kidding. He wasn't joking. It wasn't a joke. If it was, it wasn't very funny.
No, treason's funny to these people, I guess.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Dramatic times happening right now, and the Democrats are so desperate to cover up all the crimes they've committed. Folks, here's the deal. We're probably going to find out about all the illegal spying. We'll find out about all the criminality in the emails, maybe the secret servers, everything that was going on with that. Maybe some of the deals with Iran. But the crimes that the Democrats, and many Republicans too, it's not just the Democrats, but the Democrat Party is a pack of criminals. I mean, you got like maybe one in 50 from the Democrat Party that isn't just a total scumbag criminal. Seriously, I mean, you can see the desperation of these people. My guess is that the crimes of the Democrats are so dirty and so unspeakable that we may never hear about them. We may not. But just understand, these crimes are so unspeakable. These crimes are so abhorrent that that's why they're so desperate right now to stop anything and everything that Trump plans on accomplishing from getting done. And if you think for 1 second that's making the economy great, raising the GDP, cutting the taxes, having a border, if you think that's really all that the Democrats are panicked about, if you really think the Democrats are so panicked over Trump just saving this country, imagine how desperate it really is when they make up fake sex assault allegations numerous times. It's not just Kavanaugh, it's Roy Moore, it's dozens of them every time to try to rig politics in this nation, folks. So it's just incredibly desperate and just incredibly sick where they've come. And Roger, I don't know if you've seen this, and I'm going to break down this a little more, but again, it shows you how rigged social media is. When James Woods gets censored for, quote, influencing elections, I literally have Twitter promoting Beto O'Rourke in Texas, fake Beto. I literally have Twitter saying, hey, sign up for vote, early voting coming up. So how is it that Twitter is engaging openly in influencing the election, but they erase James Woods for influencing an election?
Yeah, it's really the hypocrisy of the whole left, I guess, is what gets me. Let's start with the idea that Hillary Clinton came out last week and said that Judge Kavanaugh's accuser deserves to be believed. Really? Well, what about Kathleen Willey or Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick or a half dozen other women who were sexually assaulted and brutally attacked, in some cases bitten through the upper lip by Bill Clinton? Hillary Clinton certainly didn't believe they should be believed. He said they were trailer trash and no one would believe them. In fact, it was Hillary Clinton who engaged the heavy-handed private detectives and the mean lawyers to bully these women, to intimidate them into silence, to abuse them. And now, of course, we're entitled, we're supposed to believe any woman who comes forward, unless, of course, it's a woman raped by Bill Clinton, assaulted by Keith Ellison, groped by Cory Booker, or murdered by Ted Kennedy. Those women are not supposed to be listened to or heard. It's extraordinary. Even rank-and-file Democrats had to be clenching their teeth and just wishing Hillary Clinton would just go away, shut up and go away. But as a conservative, as a Trump supporter, Hillary, keep right on talking. It reminds people how bankrupt you and your party are when it comes to issues and integrity.
Yeah, same with Obama, I would say. Yeah, keep talking, keep promoting the ideas that lost Hillary the election and helped win it for Trump. But Roger, you forgot to mention Joe Biden. And in fact, I think that conservative media, see, here's the problem with conservative media, Roger, and just conservatives in general. Because we have principles and integrity and character, we don't make up allegations against people to try to destroy them and manipulate politics in this election. We engage in political discourse. We engage in a battle of intellect and ideas, and we go to the polls. That's how we battle. Democrats make things up, use the media and Hollywood to inflate these false allegations, and then that's how they try to manipulate and control politics. Not through the will of the people, not through the majority, not through the democratic process, not through the republic, by their manipulation, lies, and propaganda. But honestly, Roger, there's two things. If conservative media really wanted to be victorious and really wanted to fight back against this, there's two things they could do right now. One, they would do what the Democrats do and go find a bunch of people that went to high school with Chuck Schumer. Go find a bunch of people that went to high school with Cory Booker. Go find a bunch of people that went to high school with these Democrats. Find some ladies to come forward and allege that they got sexually assaulted. Well, I don't really remember when or where or how it happened, but the left says you have to believe the survivors. This is the number one trend being promoted by Twitter today, is hashtag believe survivors. So go out and find some of these survivors and have them make allegations against top Democrats. Let's see how they like that, because according to the left, you have to believe them. So let's beat them at their own game. But then, Roger, the crew was just showing the videos of Joe Biden groping young women in D.C. on tape. And like, I don't know what he's doing, like licking them or kissing them on the neck or something. These are young girls. This is just disgusting, depraved behavior from Joe Biden on the floor of Congress, folks. I mean, you can't believe this stuff. The guy is a pervert. So here's the other thing that they should do, Roger. Go find these victims of Joe Biden. Go. Let's see. How old do you think that little girl is now? Go find that other girl that has the red hair that he's like fondling and touching her. Why don't we go find these victims of Joe Biden? Why don't we put them on Fox News? Why don't we go out and do the same thing that Democrats do?
You know, I'm not a big fan of Jeff Sessions, but when Sessions was sworn in, he actually had to slap Joe Biden's hand away from one of his grandchildren. Every night before I go to bed, I pray that Joe Biden will run and be the nominee of the Democratic Party. This guy is delusional. He's been wrong about every major public issue in his entire career. And he's a perv who cannot keep his hands off of children, other people's children. And his remaining son, Hunter Biden, is epically corrupt. He makes Paul Manafort look like St. Thomas Aquinas when it comes to the shady international deals he's done through the good offices of the Vice President of the United States. So please, Joe, run. Please run so you can be exposed and destroyed once and for all.
Not to mention the weirdness of his deceased son, may he rest in peace, and his ex-wife and his brother-in-law endorsed by Joe Biden. There's a, I won't get too into it, folks, but it's just a weird situation where Joe Biden's deceased son's wife was with Joe Biden's other son, which was his sister-in-law, before there was any death or there was any divorce or anything, and Joe Biden endorsed that. That's just a weird thing, but we won't go down that road. But
now, everything about this guy is weird, but the weirdest thing is this delusional view that he has of himself. He thinks he's a Kennedy. He thinks he's bright. And then the physical challenges, the challenges of violence, pardon me, the threat of violence. He did it to John Burris when he ran against Burris for the Senate. Burris was a well-liked Republican candidate, a prominent businessman in Delaware, threatened to take him out behind a high school and thrash him, threatens to assault the president. And what Joe doesn't understand is he weighs 98 pounds. He's a weakling. One shot and he would go down. Donald Trump probably has 60 pounds on him. Trump would hit him once and that would be the end. Who does this guy think he is? I mean, he's a scrawny little turd, yet he seems to think that he's Superman. Truly, truly delusional. Joe Biden, Joe, please run. I pray that you run.
You know, it's funny. I hope he would run, too. I don't think he could defeat. I don't think the Democrats have anybody that could defeat Trump. In fact, I was going to cover this a few weeks ago. There is one potential candidate that I think could actually hold a candle to Trump. I don't think he could win. But you know what? I'm not even going to say this individual's name because I don't want to give him any ideas that they haven't already realized themselves. But let me just say this in closing about Joe Biden. This was from a story that broke today, Roger. The creator of one of YouTube's top tween channels was arrested for molesting a minor. YouTube is keeping the channel up. Seven Awesome Kids had 10 million subscribers on YouTube. And the creator of that channel has been arrested for molesting a minor. The channel is still up. But here's my point. You think that this channel was doing quote-unquote tween videos because they wanted to provide entertainment for tweens? Or do you think this individual was doing tween videos because they wanted to provide entertainment to themselves and to other creepers like themselves? You think Joe Biden is touching these girls on the floor of Congress because he's just wanting a photo op? Or do you think there's something else going on there? Roger, I think the answer is obvious.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Look, the best story about Joe Biden was when he showed up at a very popular buffet at a large hotel in southern Delaware, where a lot of senior citizens got online early. And he showed up, but he moved to the head of the line. There must have been 40 people behind him. And when the guy who was first online said, "Hey, you, back to the end of the line," Biden said, "Don't you know who I am?" The man said, "Yeah, I know exactly who you are. That's why you need to go back to the end of the line." That shows you how tone deaf Joe Biden is. He thinks he's better than the rest of us. Plain old Joe lives in a mansion in the wealthiest part of Wilmington. There's nothing plain old or middle class about him. He's an elitist creep who can't keep his hands off of other people's children.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back
to CNN, very fake news. Now, we here at CNN, very fake news, have just received shocking footage. Footage so shocking and disgusting and despicable and abhorrent that it shook me to my core. Now, we're going to air this footage for you, but I have to warn you, this could cause lasting devastation on your psychological makeup. Now, what we're about to air for you here at Very Fake News CNN is a group of white supremacists chasing a black man off of a golf course, folks. This is tough to watch. This is tough to have to face, folks. But we're committed to the facts here, and we're committed to bringing you the truth. So when we see blatant racism like this in America, we will show you. Now, let's go to this shocking footage of a group of white supremacists chasing a black man off a golf course. Roll the footage. It's unbelievable, folks. Look at all the white supremacists following. Look at him. As he walks down the golf course, Tiger Woods, a black golfer, thousands of white supremacists chasing him off the course. I can't handle it, folks. I even see a Make America Great Again hat behind him. I'm just glad Tiger Woods was able to make. Look at the white supremacists swarming. A herd of them. Just a wave of white supremacists chasing Tiger Woods off the golf course. Security was able to, fortunately, get the white supremacists back. But then Tiger Woods made the winning putt. And look at what they did. Look at how they treated him. Screaming at him. Telling him to get off the course. Doing the white power salute and the Hitler salute as he wins the tour. He has to hide his face in shame because the white supremacists wanted him off the course. They were even chanting USA, USA, just to let him know, just to let Tiger know that they were white supremacists, Nazis, bigots. And they didn't even want him on the golf course. Look at these white people telling him they wish that he didn't win. Look at them all. Look at him shaking his hand saying, you should have never been here, man. Look at the white men telling Tiger they hate him and for him to get off the course. Look at all the hate. Look at all the hate in America. So it's tough for us, folks. It's tough for us to have to broadcast this for you here at Very Fake News CNN. And it just shocks me to my core. If we could just see the B-roll again, I just look at this mob. Look at this mob of bigots. Probably voted for Trump. These are the dregs of society. These are the racists chasing Tiger Woods, a poor black man, off the golf course. Look at him. He's just trying to golf. And the white supremacists can't even let the man golf. Look at them all. Just look at them. Oh, it's so... This is some of the toughest stuff that we have to cover here, ladies and gentlemen. But if it wasn't for us at Very Fake News CNN, nobody would do it. And I just think it's admirable for Tiger to finish it strong, to finish the tournament, and even win, despite the white supremacists trying to keep him off the course. It's unbelievable. For Very Fake News CNN, we're signing off, and we salute Tiger Woods for defeating white supremacy at the golf tournament. There he is, being chased off the course by a bunch of white supremacists mobbing him. It's unbelievable. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so a bit of a satirical take on a viral video that was Tiger Woods winning a golf tournament, but here's the truth about Tiger Woods. He's a patriot. Most people in the golf industry are patriots. It's actually strange. I could break down the politics of sports. I won't do it to spare some people, but, like, it's just funny how we're actually coming together here as patriots. We don't care what background. It's like coming together for America, but that's not how people view this. But the story of Tiger Woods is inspiring because it's all about an underdog. I'm not saying what he did with his family and wife was good, but it's all about redemption. Final hour of the War Room here. I am also going to open up the phone lines. I got some video clips I want to get to. I got some points I want to get to. And then I want to get to some callers, too. So I'll open up the phone lines in the next segment, and we'll hit some of this other news. But there's something happening on Twitter right now. It's the number one trend on Twitter. It is hashtag believe survivors. Hashtag believe survivors. So basically what you have here is the Democrat Party allied with Twitter using false information and propaganda and their amplification structure of Twitter and Hollywood and television media to cement lies and falsehoods about Brett Kavanaugh into our reality. And so you have all of these law schools across the country canceling classes, doing walkouts. The crew just found a clip of, what was that, Albany Law School? Yale Law School cancels classes so students can protest Brett Kavanaugh. So now your higher education universities have been totally politicized and they're not even hiding it anymore. The mask is off. So there's all these universities and media centers. CBS did a whole thing. They're all walking out. They're protesting. And it's all about hashtag believe survivors. So it's all rigged. It's all fake, you know, faux activism amplified by a rigged propaganda structure. But just think about the notion of this. So believe survivors. You understand that by believing anybody that makes a claim, you're actually silencing real survivors. Or are you that stupid? And here's how it goes. So Twitter promotes the hashtag believe survivors, and then it looks like it's the number one story in America when, no, it's a bunch of brainwashed leftists that get amplified to then pretend like it's the populist message. When if you actually go out into the real world, folks, wearing a Trump hat and engaging in political activism, you will quickly find out it's not true. Most people are not radical leftists. Most people actually like Trump. That's part of the challenge. That's almost part of the InfoWars Army challenge, is to just go out and see for yourself that this false consensus that everyone hates Trump, or that all the propaganda against Trump is working, it's not. I was just at a ball game. 90% of the people loved my Trump hat. 90% of the people loved the fact we supported Trump. People come up and thank us. They say, hey, you know, thanks. A lot of people are afraid to speak out. Thank you, guys. Most people like what's happening in this country right now. But Hollywood, television media, and Twitter, Facebook, social media are amplifying the silent minority, or excuse me, the loud minority with their messages like hashtag believe survivors. But so now anybody that comes out and makes some claim that they were sexually assaulted against anyone and you're supposed to believe it? This is the Salem witch trials 2.0. This is the French Revolution in America, where you get beheaded just for being accused of being a traitor. No jury, no judge, no trial, no facing your accuser, just chop their head off. That's what's happening politically in America now. But here's the problem that conservatives have, that Republicans have. Because we actually have class, because we actually have character, we don't like to fake sex assault allegations to try to get our political will accomplished. But that's what the left does. So the question conservatives now face, Republicans now face, is, do you want to allow the left to get away with this? And if are you going to allow them to character assassinate and lie and use some drunken slut from a high school to come out and destroy Brett Kavanaugh, a good man, and the will of the American people to get him on the Supreme Court? Are you going to let lies and propaganda of the American left destroy the fabric of our republic? Because that's what they're attempting to do. So, yeah. Republicans don't go back and try to find out people that went to high school with Chuck Schumer so that they can fake sex allegations against him. Heck, they won't even go out and hit Elizabeth Warren with her fake claim of being Native American to get into Harvard. They finally, some Democrats are hitting against Keith Ellison now, including Mazie Hirono, who is a total dingbat, but at least she understands that she can't have a double standard on this issue. But, oh, let's go to clip 12 here, guys. Clip 12, where this isn't the only one, but this is from the GOP War Room on Twitter. There's other hidden undercover tapes of the Democrats admitting months ago how they planned this whole thing. So they've been planning this fake allegation against Kavanaugh to try to rig the Supreme Court in this country instead of letting the Democratic Republic work its way. Listen to clip 12. An advisor to Kavanaugh's accuser caught on a hidden audio recording talking about how they were plotting to destroy Trump's nomination.
But I do think that over the coming days and weeks, there will be a strategy that will emerge. And I think it's possible that that strategy might ultimately defeat the nominee. And whether or not it ultimately defeats the nominee, it will, I think, help people understand why it's so important that they vote and the deeper principles that are involved in it.
So there it is, the full video you can find at GOP War Room, but multiple undercover tapes. I mean, Project Veritas caught him. Feinstein had the documents for 6 weeks, didn't let them out till after. It's all set up. It's all just a total sabotage of truth, of justice, and of the will of the American people. And so it doesn't matter that we have this clip, clip 14. Guys, can you pull up the clock while I get this clip out? Now listen to clip 14. This is a co-author of the new Kavanaugh accusations. Again, no proof or evidence. Saying that she can't even corroborate her story. Roll clip 14.
Jane, the corroborating witness, which you says has all the details, including Kavanaugh's name. Where did that witness come from and where did that witness get the information about this from? If that person doesn't know Ramirez.
He remembers it from he was in the same dorm, same little building on Yale's old campus, and he remembers it clearly. I asked him, you know, of course, we're going to be very careful. No, as I've said, he heard it from someone who was there. We interviewed him and I said to him, are you sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh? He said, I am 100% sure.
But he was not at the party. Jane, let me ask.
So he wasn't at the party. He heard about it, but he's 100% sure? You know what you call that? A liar. And it doesn't matter. Again, they're caught on tape admitting that they've planned all this out for weeks. Since July, they've been planning this. Are the American people really that stupid? The answer is no. Again, I cannot explain this enough, folks. Here's what they do. You have about 5 to 10% of the population in America that has become fully radicalized, fully leftist, okay? They're the ones that stage these walkouts. They're the ones that believe anything and everything the criminal Democrats will tell them. But what happens is television media amplifies their message and makes it seem like they're the majority. Social media amplifies their message and makes it feel like they're the majority. It's all fake. It's all faux inflation. And so the number one trend on Twitter today is hashtag believe survivors. Well, so now anyone that makes a claim, you just have to believe them. Do you realize how dangerous that is? You ever heard of the boy that cried wolf? They don't even realize the path that they're going down with their insanity. And truth be told, they don't even care because it's all about dominating you politically. It's all about bullying you. See, you're a piece of trash. They're the elite left. They're the tolerant left. They decide they're the good people, even though they're actually the dregs of society being led around like the Pied Piper criminal Democrat party. It's unbelievable. And then again, what do? They amplify their fake message with Twitter and Facebook and hashtags and CNN and all their propaganda. The real populism is behind Trump. The story is already out in the Gallup poll. Republican Party favorability highest in 7 years. You don't believe me? Go out on the streets in a Trump hat. Go to a ball game in a Trump hat. People like what Trump is doing. That doesn't mean they love Trump. That doesn't mean they're fans of Trump. But they see what he's doing is positive for America. Don't let the rigged Democrat Party rig the media in this country.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back.
open up the phone lines here. In the next two segments, I'll take your phone calls. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. So I announced another InfoWars Army initiative. This is for Washington, D.C. specifically. And at NRB Agency on Twitter, tweeted this out, a follower of the InfoWars Army. Washington, D.C. area, hashtag InfoWars Army mobilize. Mission, what's her name? Objective, ask Kavanaugh protesters if they know the name of Roy Moore's accuser and savage them. Because here's the thing, folks. This is what the Democrats do. They bring these fake allegations and then they use it to stop the political will of the American people. And then as soon as they accomplish it, guess what? They don't care anymore. So we have to show them for who they are. Total phonies who only care about sexual assault allegations as long as it works to their political advantage. That's what these people have to be exposed as. And you cannot go there and walk around eggshells and be polite to these lowlifes. You must savage them. They have to know if they're going to come out into the real world and protest us using propaganda and lies, we aren't going to allow it. We're going to call them out for who they are and savage them and embarrass them. That's what needs to happen to these people. Public humiliation. They need to be exposed for the phonies and lowlife imbeciles that they are. So the InfoWars Army needs to mobilize in D.C. Go out to these Kavanaugh protesters. They're all around Congress. Go find them and say, what was the name of Roy Moore's accuser that you guys were complaining about 6 months ago? What was the name of Keith Ellison's accuser? Oh, you don't know about that. You don't care. Savage them. Let them know they're total phonies. Let them know they're not going to get away with being total phonies. And if they think they're going to come out in my world and be a total phony, they aren't going to get away with it. If you think, let me tell you something. The West, it's the same thing that happens at this ball game. Oh my gosh, there's an InfoWars t-shirt on TV. Shut it down. Oh my gosh, a free Alex Jones t-shirt on TV. Shut it down. Shut it down. Thousands of complaints. These people can't handle it. This is the West. This is free speech, baby. These people need to be savaged politically. And they have to be publicly humiliated and called out as the phonies and frauds they are so that they go back in to their caves and hide in their own misery. So that's what's going on. And, you know, I don't even, it's like, people are actually making InfoWars Army spreadsheets out there. I can't even find it, but it's already out there. People are tweeting it at me. It's like I'm doing 1,000 things. I can't even find it. But that's the beauty of it is the InfoWars Army is mostly organic anyway. So it's like you make it happen. Now, I had a couple people texting me in the break saying, oh, I think I know who you think could beat it. It's not Tulsi Gabbard. It's actually nobody who's actually in politics right now. It's somebody from media, not on TV, but from media. And I'll just leave it at that. Actually, not the worst media outlet. But also people are asking me about the politics of sports. Here's what I can tell you about the politics of sports. And this is from somebody who came from sports media. And you won't really be surprised. Most of the people in working in baseball at all levels or working in hockey at all levels are pretty much, or golf, are pretty much patriots that love America, that don't fall for fake news. So baseball, hockey, golf, like pretty much conservative. And how do you know that? Because they don't shove their political opinion down your throat. You actually don't know what their political opinion is. That's how you know they're conservative. NFL, NBA, basically totally liberal, basically totally leftist. You know, they'll put out all the talking points of the Democrat Party. They'll send out LeBron James to the Hillary Clinton rally. They'll send out, you know, Colin Kaepernick to take a knee during the national anthem. And I'm just telling you this from experience, folks. Now, at the high school and college level, it's actually pretty much all patriots, at least in the media side of things. And I would say mostly on the player side of things, most really don't care, to be honest. But that's just basically what you're getting from sports. And I will also tell you this. A lot of these broadcasters are big patriots and even listen to InfoWars. Or on the opposite side of the spectrum, they're kind of like snowflake leftists that get very triggered when they see a Make America Great Again hat on TV. Where, in fact, and one of the people pointed this out, surprisingly, get this, the Seattle broadcast, the Seattle television broadcast of the game, they weren't really trying to manipulate their camera angles to avoid the MAGA hat and the Trump mask. They just went with it, didn't mention it, didn't care. So you know, take whatever you want from that. So they pretty much gave us full exposure. They weren't trying to cut away from us and change the camera angles so that you couldn't see it. And that's Seattle. But the Texas broadcast, the Fox Sports Southwest broadcast, after I did my dance with the InfoWars shirt and the Trump mask, they never went back to the same angle. They cut away and they only showed you the back shot. Now, anybody who watches baseball knows when the pitcher pitches, they go with the same shot from center field, from the pitcher's back, shooting the camera towards the batter. It's the same shot that you saw when the Joey Gallo home run happened, where I did the InfoWars Trump dance. The Fox Sports Southwest broadcast, after that shot, every pitch, Chu was the next batter. They did it from behind the batter and in front of the pitcher, unheard of, unseen in Major League Baseball television. And they did it just to keep the Trump hat and the Trump mask and the InfoWars t-shirt off TV. Just think about how pathetic these people are. They're such snowflakes and they can't even handle free speech, ladies and gentlemen. And here's how you can turn this into guerrilla journalism too. It's just like the clip we have where they admit, is this like the following footage, guys? It's all right if you can't find it. Where they admit they got thousands of complaints. So think about that. You're watching a ball game and you see a Trump hat. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm going to call the TV. I'm going to call the booth. This is unacceptable. They now have to turn a sporting event into a safe space. But it's not a safe space. That's a buzzword. The liberal quote unquote safe space is where they just censor conservatives out of existence. That's a quote unquote liberal safe space when they have an echo chamber of groupthink so that any other opinion doesn't penetrate their little bubble. So like if you go on Twitter and you do hashtag believe survivors, and let's say you respond to these people or you say hashtag believe survivors is Democrat propaganda so they can lie and destroy real women that are victims of sexual assault, guess what? You'll get banned from Twitter because that's the safe space, is them censoring what they view as another opinion, censoring the other side of the aisle, censoring conservative politics. That's their safe space. It's not about not offending anybody or any of that crap. They don't care about that. It's all about censoring conservatives, and they use safe space as their little buzzword to get away with it. So now they turn a sporting event into a safe space where you're not even allowed to wear a t-shirt and get on TV because you might offend somebody. When the truth is, no, the left is so afraid in this country that they can't win an intellectual battle and that nobody can defeat Trump. They don't want to see a Trump hat. They don't want to see an InfoWars t-shirt. So they just censor it and call it a safe space. These are the most pathetic wusses in American history trying to turn sporting events into safe spaces. Is that really what we want in this country?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're exposing the bad guys. It's absolutely clear. Uranium One is the largest treasonous crime in American history.
Trigger alert. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, these men should be in prison. Jeff Sessions, wherever you are, wake the F up.
Welcome back to The War Room. Final two segments here. Owen Troyer, your host. I'm going to take your phone calls here in just 1 minute. I wanted to point something out that I have on the InfoWars Army Twitter account right now. This is really going viral right now, folks. I hope they don't ban us there because this is really effective. I've retweeted the document, the spreadsheet that other InfoWarriors in the InfoWars Army put together to help organize. I just retweeted that out. By Not Russian Bot Agency. Then I have an InfoWarrior in West Virginia who I believe is a longtime caller of this show, a disabled veteran, who has 2 acres of clear land on his property in West Virginia that is close to an airport that gets a lot of air traffic, that he wants to put in big white paint on his property, Infowars.com, for the air traffic to see. He's a disabled vet. He needs some help. He's out in West Virginia. So if you're an InfoWarrior in West Virginia and you want to help with that major InfoWars Army event, that's for you there. In the meantime, yes, there's the tweet, Avenging Patriot, at Avenging Patriot or Patriot1.com. So check that out, folks. This is how we can organize and activate and use the hashtag InfoWars Army to put your location out there so that you can find other people, and then you hashtag or search the hashtag InfoWars Army, and then you can find other people in your city, your area. All right, before I get to your phone calls, though, folks, they're trying to stop us from funding. Now, I don't want to sit here and do the woe is me, you know. I don't want to sit here and say, hey, look, we're being censored. We need your help. You already know that, okay? I feel like it's a better thing to sit here and say, look, we have the great products. We have the Super Male Vitality for 50% off that has thousands of 5-star reviews. We have the BrainForce Plus for 40% off that has thousands of 5-star reviews. We have the last run of the game-changing, life-changing Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, thousands of 5-star reviews. That product is so well-reviewed. It has a 4.9-star average rating. That's basically a 5-star rating, folks. You have one rating that's not 5-star. You can never reach 5-star on the average. We have a 4.9-star review. That means we basically get nothing but 5-star reviews on this product. Now, it's 35. Is that 35% off or 25%, guys? I can't see on the screen here. It's 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the last run of Nascent Iodine. So get your hands on this game-changing, life-changing product at InfoWarsStore.com. And the big special that I have to offer to the listeners of the War Room is, of course, the brand new InfoWars tumblers. You get $5 off, $5 off the brand new InfoWars tumblers at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I put coffee in my tumbler here. I have the InfoWars hexagon logo tumbler mug, the small size, 4 different designs, 2 different sizes. It's $5 off whichever one you choose with coupon code War Room. I put my coffee here in my tumbler before the show. It was about 2:50. It's 5:30. These things are so good at insulating the heat that I took a sip of my coffee at after 5 o'clock. It'd been sitting in the tumbler for more than 2 hours. It was still warm. It wasn't even cold. It was still warm. That's how great these tumblers are with the lid and the high quality. So check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, with coupon code WARROOM, you can get $5 off your brand new InfoWars tumbler at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. We've got Mark calling in from Arizona. I think I may have met Mark actually this weekend. Are you the individual that drove your bike all the way from Phoenix?
I am. Oh, my God. First-time caller. So happy to be on your show. I had an amazing time at the rally, Owen. I woke up this morning. I got to Midland, Texas. I'm on my ride back home right now.
Wait. You're on the motorcycle and on the phone? This guy's incredible.
No. I'm in the hotel room right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
That'd be boss, though. I woke up this morning with a stroke of genius and thought of a couple ideas for the InfoWars Army, one of which I call Waka Burger. It's a free burger for anyone who registers Republican or walks away from the Democratic Party.
Waka Burger, huh? Well, we've got the Walkaway March happening the weekend of October 27th in D.C. We will be there. So that's going down.
It was just like something I thought of for like initiative. And then the other one would be to like troll Democratic marches and protests with free speech marches that, you know, people would have signs for like Alex Jones and stuff. And basically.
No. See, exactly. Actually, I'm so glad you said that because I didn't conclude this idea. We can almost become guerrilla journalism by going to these events and just executing free speech. And then you film it when they shut you down. Like you go to an event and hold up a sign and then you film it. You catch them censoring free speech in the real world and then you become the story.
Absolutely. I think it's desirable because it shows love and not so much from like a controversial standpoint. it's really, I don't agree with your march, or I might not necessarily agree with your march, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Or, yeah, you sign up. This is what I do. You sign up to the leftist, you know, newsletter, whatever, in your area, and you find out where their events are. You find out when they're going to be there, and you decide how you're going to troll them. Now, some of these events may be worth your time, some not. You'll learn quickly pretty much what things are worth going to. And you just, let's say they do a march. You just hold up a sign that says, I love free speech, hashtag free Alex Jones. And you watch them. They will take your sign down, and they will kick you out. And then you just became a story, and you illustrated how much they hate free speech.
That's awesome. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to go out there. And I want to let you know, Owen, you were the one who red-pilled me. Everybody, I know a lot of people have been longtime followers of Alex Jones, but it was friends of mine who pointed me to your YouTube channel. And I got to
which is now banned, which is now banned.
Yep. And I just want to thank you. I think I must have shook your hands about four times during the rally. Thanks for interviewing me. And I had such a great time. Your speech was awesome. I saw Ashton Birdie there, and I'd probably have a crush on her, but whatever. I didn't even recognize her. She had her glasses on, and like I felt bad afterwards. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I got to tell you, man. I mean, here's my thing, and I talk about this quite often. I actually love these events. I mean, it is work, but it's also fun for me. I love meeting people like Mark, and I mean, I doubt that there's any other, I mean, honestly, do you think there's any other host that would even remember you and give you a shout out here on air like I did?
No, you're freaking awesome, man.
And I take pride in that. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, I actually love you guys. Like, I actually consider you friends. Like, I feel like we're in this together. So it's not like something where, you know, I'm up here on a pedestal. No, I'm one of you, one of us. We're in this together, man. So that's awesome. Oh, yeah, Mark brother is a patriot. Hey, you have a safe ride back to Phoenix, folks. This guy rode his bike all the way from Phoenix just to be at the AJ rally this weekend. I mean, that is a patriot. Let's go. Speaking of patriots, let's go to MAGA Titan. Sorry, I cut you short here, MAGA Titan. You got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
There's a war for your mind, and I just can't take it. Yelling at my phone, trying to break through this matrix, thinking how to break through because we're all sedated. America is under attack. Can we debate it? They're trying to censor humanity's great awakening. The calm before the storm, we concede to the population. The mind control and the manipulation. They're lying to the TV of your favorite station just so they can get paid off the death of a nation. But this is the rebirth, and you heard it from Jones first. Feeling like Indiana Jones with a cold curse. Revolution with no course to set freedom in America's force. Trying to free humanity from this devilish force. Fake libs walking dead like a devilish corpse. They ask, have I seen the enemy? I say, yes, of course. So take this red pill and let's get informed. And now I welcome you to the info war.
That's MAGA Titan. That's MAGA Titan. I tell you, if anyone deserves a bullhorn, I think he might be the first recipient of the InfoWars bullhorn funding. Check out his YouTube channel before they ban him. Check him out on Facebook before they ban him. It's the MAGA Titan, another individual I met this weekend.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I've said it once today, but I want to say it again so you understand InfoWars' role right now in the West. On Friday, hosting the Alex Jones Show for Alex, I came out and said something nobody else in media would say. Was it perhaps not PC? Was it perhaps a little too extreme for some people? Maybe, but it had to be said. No one else would said it. What did I say? I said, Christine Blasey Ford, Kavanaugh's accuser, is a floozy and was a drunken high school partier, and I may or may not have compared her to a street hooker, of course saying a street hooker has more class. So that's what I did Friday, and then who gets the national news story? Everyone else that said it after I did. Made Drudge, got national news stories printing about what they said it. Media Matters covered it to everybody. I was upset. I didn't get the hit piece done on me by Media Matters. But that's okay because you know what? I'm in this for victory. And if my corpse has to be twisted and tangled into the barbed wire so that everyone else can climb over and flood the enemy, then that's victory. And that's how we win. And that's what happened. And that's what's happening with Ocasio-Cortez. I didn't even want to be the one to do it. I knew Ocasio-Cortez. I knew who this girl was before anyone else did. And I said, you know what? I'll just tell you, this is a brainwashed minion who has no clue what she's getting involved in. And now it's just all going downhill from there. Everyone's reporting on her. Everyone's telling you her history. And now she can't even get a crowd of people. Boy, how devastating would it be for the Democrat Party if the next belle of the ball, the leader of their socialist revolution that's fake, that they're trying to propagandize college students into liking, what if she doesn't even win? So that's all going on, ladies and gentlemen. And we are having massive victory. That's why they're trying to censor us. That's why they're trying to censor you. And that's why they're making up sex allegations to try to stop the will of the American people, in this instance, from getting a Supreme Court justice. These people are sick, and the criminality and the extent of their behavior is perhaps so disgusting we may not ever know about it, because it would really... Honestly, the average citizen just couldn't even handle it, to be honest with you. But we're going to finish up today's show by taking calls. We've had, let's see, Dan in New Jersey has been holding the longest. So let's go to Dan in New Jersey. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
How are you today?
Doing just fine, you know, just trolling Rangers games.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I called to talk about Satanism, because that is the religion of the elite. It's all about flipping things on its head, which is why the star is upside down. Like, for example, Trump-Russia collusion, when Trump had Roy Cohn as a lawyer who was actually friends with Joseph McCarthy and did McCarthyism in the 1960s on the House of Un-American Relations or whatever.
But it's beyond even that. It's literally the Democrats colluding with Russia to make up the dossier. That was the real Russian collusion when it comes to this election. So it's taking their guilt and projecting it onto Trump.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm trying to say is they flip things on its head, like, oh, we colluded with Russia, so let's point the finger at Trump and say he colluded with Russia.
Like, yeah, exactly. We're violent and vitriolic in the streets. We hate free speech. So let's say that's Trump supporters and Trump. Exactly.
Exactly. Like what you said about free speech, the interview with Millie, when she was interviewing Jim Acosta. There's this weird, like, reasoning on the left that they have, like, oh, I'm going to use my free speech to take away your free speech. I'm going to endorse democratic socialism so I can take your freedoms away in this free country that allows for a democratic socialist to exist.
Well, it's all a weird, twisted, sense of logic. Really, it's not logic at all. It's the exact opposite of logic. It's all about how they can do these mental gymnastics and twist around their own thought process and philosophy, and it always ends up with the same conclusion, is that, oh, I'm the best, my ideas are the best, ignore the facts, ignore the evidence, just go along with whatever the political agenda is, because that's the brainwashing propaganda, that's the programming, exactly. And people see through it, but the problem is they still have the control of television and Hollywood and social media, so they amplify the 10% of the lowlifes of this country, and they make it seem like it's a majority that hates Trump when that's totally a false consensus. Dan, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Owen Schroyer, the cuck destroyer.
That's what they say. We had to destroy some cucks at the Ranger game yesterday. Or actually, the people at the Ranger game weren't the cucks. It was the people watching the Ranger game.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it, but I love what happened from everything described. I think it may be also like 100 monkeys or whatever that scenario. It's not a syndrome. I'm not sure what they call what the last word of it is, because I had called out that Kavanaugh, troll. I'm not going to say the words that I had said on a live video with with Battle for Freedom, Andrew James. We had a video the night before, and I had choice words myself. But it's like kind of like everybody's coming out, with the same, like, we got to defeat this, fight fire with fire. But I wanted to say, if you just try Super Blue toothpaste one time, you will never want anything else. And neither will your wife or your husband, because, I mean, the fresh smooches cannot be compared to to anything. Wonderful. And I don't even, like I say, I don't even rinse it all out. I don't want to because it's refreshing and there's no poison in it. It's wonderful. I love it. I'll never go back.
The Super Blue Smooches. I like that. Super Blue Smooches.
Yeah. They're very fresh. Hey, I also wanted to mention, I'm going to try to run through this. You know, I know you're in limited time. But the Free Alex Jones rally, I was watching Citizen Media's Chris Blows. Did you meet Chris Blows? Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, I do believe I met Chris.
Yeah, dude. It was his birthday. I mean, what a birthday.
Yeah, he was out there streaming. I think I remember going on his channel, too, and saying happy birthday.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, man, great. I know that made his day, man. He's a great guy. Absolutely. And it was good to see Jason Lowe out there. Me and Andrew, from Freedom, Battle for Freedom, and, me from Justice Militia, M-U-L-I-S-H-A, I'm giving all these names out. We are all backing each other and getting the word out together. I'm so
glad. These are the people that are going to be, these are the people that are going to be out there standing up for free speech, whether it be in the digital world or in the real mm-hmm. world. And it's that initiative that Patriot Network right now that we're building. Jim, thanks so much for the call. I got to jump, though. Let's go to Zach in Kentucky. Go ahead, Zach.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good.
I was just wanting to talk about the hashtag Believe Survivors. I think we need to flood it with pictures and videos and testimony and stuff of survivors of socialism and communism and gun control and stuff.
Yeah. See, that's how you inject into the matrix. That's how you steal the energy of the rigged social media hashtags and then get the message of truth inside of it. Exactly.
That's about all I got.
All right, Zach, thanks for the call. We've got Greg calling in from Austin. Fire away, Greg.
Hey, Owen, I just wanted to give you a shout-out, man. I got a chance to meet you and Joey and a few at the rally the other day. I was the guy in the white shirt and the InfoWars hat that came up and shook your hand when you first came up to Joey.
Have I met you anywhere else or just Austin?
Just Austin.
Hey, I got something. Are you on Twitter, Greg?
I am.
Why don't you shoot me a tweet at InfoWars Army and be like, hey, this is Greg. We met. I've got something I'm working on coming up here where it's going to be more of a little underground thing, so I can't talk about it on air. But if you're interested in joining me up on that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm also looking at coming with you to the Planned Parenthood rally that you're going to be doing in November.
Yes, November 10th, Saturday, November 10th, 1 p.m. at Planned Parenthood in South Austin.
Exactly. Yeah. My wife and I just moved back from Colorado to Austin. We have a house in Georgetown. And I said to friends on Facebook, I'm going to these rallies, man. I'm going. And Alex red-pilled me in 2006, man. And it's never been the same, bro. Never been the same.
Well, and here's the thing, because it's tough to be in political media and not be parsed out into some box or some side of the aisle. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, yes, I have conservative values. Yes, I would say I'm right wing leaning, but really I'm just centrist. I'm just, libertarian, a true classical liberal. Like, you live your life, I live my life. Let's have a small government. Let's have free speech. Like, it's really not that confusing, but all of that is under attack right now with lies and disinformation. All right, Greg, thank you so much for the call. All right, we sign off. I'm back in studio here at the War Room from a long weekend of being out on the street, engaging in street activism with you, the InfoWars Army. So for InfoWars, it's Owen Schroyer signing off. You stay classy.